Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for calling us into your kingdom, to making us disciples that draw close to you and hear from you and walk with you. And thank you for this morning's reading, Lord, to encourage us further on this kingdom, your kingdom principles, your leadings by the Spirit, and love for your word, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for fellowship this morning. It encourages us to stay in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 10 from verse 11 to 15. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it, and if not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
Hallelujah. You know, we've seen in the word how Jesus was a disciple, a dedicated, disciplined follower, staying in tune with his Father's will by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then he calls the disciples out. And he prepares them. So it was first like servanthood, workers. And then later on he says, I'm no longer call you servants, I call you my friend. And then later on he says, I go to my Father and your Father. And so the beauty of coming home to our heavenly family, born again in the kingdom with the Spirit. Now, it's so important to love the word, because you love my word. He says, I will come live with you and the Father will come live with you. And we love the words through the leadings of the Holy Spirit that gives us faith. Now, here, the first verse we read this morning, whenever you come into a town, enter it and find some worthy person and then stay there. It's very real to me, that verse specifically. Because when I went to the Ark Ministries, I really had the calling. God worked in me. And at first, when he worked it in me, I said, get behind me, Satan. It sounded ridiculous. I had bought this bike, and then I had the desire to ride from Cape Town to Hermanus. And I also thought it's ridiculous. And then one morning, I just woke up, and the faith was there. The leading was there. The conviction was there. And I never thought you could just do it in one day, because I broke it up into pieces and it seemed like a long way from like Musenberg to the Strand, and then from the Strand to like Betty's Bay, and then from Betty's Bay to Hermanus. And I got up in the morning, and but in the evening, 5 o'clock or so, I was there. So I just saw there, when God puts something in your heart and works in you to will and then later on to do it, you can do it. But then immediately after that, the thing came, ride to Durban. You, and I said, get me, this is ridiculous. But then when later I enjoyed the Ark Ministry, it came back. And I knew this is a way to show the guys. And that if your life is right and you're committed, you can do it. You can do whatever God leads you to do. So I challenged, I was working with the senior youth. It's the rebel group, the group between the ages of like 15 to 25, you can say. And I said, who wants to ride to Durban? And everyone, oh, nice. And then we started preparing, and then the guys fell out. But at the end of the day, there were three people, myself and another two, Samuel, and what was his name? Philip. Ugh, the names are just shooting out of my head now. But the two, three of us. And then I was thinking, how am I going to do it? Must I phone up, plan, I'm going to ride till there and phone up. And it just didn't happen. And it was getting closer to the day we were supposed to go. And then just before we were going, I was in my readings in the morning, I got this scripture. And I knew straight away, this the Spirit and the Word combined. That's where faith comes from. The letter kills, but the Spirit makes alive. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And boom, I knew. And I wasn't happy with it. It sounded like begging, but I knew this was the answer to this big problem of how we're going to get to Durban. And I tell you, when we went, by the time we got to George, I was just so convinced this is God and this is his plan. that, you know, I was just, but at first I just had to take the obedience and just go and trust. And everywhere God was just opening up. So in the evenings we will get to a town, find out who's worthy, who, and people will send us to different churches or different pastors. And then the door will open up and we'll have a place to stay. We'll have a supper, and then in the morning we'll have a meal, and then we're on our trip again. So God loves us. He loves his kingdom. He works according to the leading of his spirit, and he loves his word. So that's so important. If you love me, you'll love my word, he speaks about in John 14. And that word comes, first of all, you get born again, you get the spirit. And the Spirit takes that which is belongs to Jesus, that which is of Jesus, because we walk in his footsteps and we do the works that he done, and he releases it to us. And when we're obedient to it, that's where Jesus reveals himself, opens himself up to us. And then also the Father, Jesus and the Father comes to live with us. In other words, they are part of your life. They are a part of your experiences, because you're back in a family. So there you see child of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working together to bring about their kingdom plan in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.